You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's open our Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 16.
天父, 我们感谢你, 让我们可以敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to worship you.
求你让我们不但是在诗歌中可以敬拜你。
We beseech you that you not only allow us to worship you through hymns,
在祷告中,
through prayers,
在播饼中,
through the breaking of bread,
我们都能够敬拜你。
That we are all able to worship you.
但是主啊,
but Lord,
我们的心可想,
that our hearts may think,
你能够在话语中接受我们的敬拜,
that you are able to accept our worship through words, your words.
让我们用一个敬畏你的心来听你的话,
that let us listen to your words with a fearful heart.
好让我们能够听明白你要对我们所说的,
so that we may understand what you want to say to us.
好让你的话真的成为我们脚前的灯路上的光,
so that your words may truly become the lamp to our feet and the light to our road.
我们等候你来对我们说话。
We wait upon you to speak to us.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
上一章,
our last chapter,
我们看到大卫他在逃难的时候,
we saw David as he was running for his life.
他遇见了三个朋友,
he met three friends,
给大卫很大的鼓励,
and they gave great encouragement to David.
现在的这一章,
and this chapter now,
我们发现大卫也在逃难,
and we discover that David is still running for his life.
可是他碰见的是三个仇敌,
but however, whom he met are three enemies.
而这三个仇敌让大卫非常的伤心,
and these three enemies caused David to be very sad.
当然我知道,
of course I know,
严格地说,
strictly speaking,
16章的前半段,
the first half of chapter 16,
是跟15章大卫的逃亡连接在一起,
is actually connected to the second half of chapter 15 of David's running for life.
16章的下半段, 从15节开始,
second half of chapter 16, starting from verse 15,
其实是在讲加沙龙的愚昧,
and actually is talking about the foolishness of Absalom.
可是如果我们来仔细, 就是看16章这一章圣经的时候,
however, if we just look at it carefully, just chapter 16 itself,
我们确实发现这张圣经有一个非常独特的对称性,
and we actually would discover there's a very significant symmetric balance there.
第一节到第四节,
verses 1-4,
洗巴拍马屁,
he was trying to please him, David.
这个跟15节到第19节,
and this is comparing to chapter 15 to verse 19,
互塞的奉承是相互对应的。
Husai is complementary, is actually symmetric and relative to each other.
第五节到第14节,
from verses 5 to 14,
四美的咒骂,
Shema is a cursing,
跟20节到23节,
comparing to verses 20 to 23,
亚希多佛的主意,
Ahithophel's idea, suggestions,
也是相互对应。
They are actually in the same way symmetric.
我猜你们还记得,
I'm guessing that you still can remember,
大卫这个时候,
David at this time,
他是在神的管教之下,
he's under the disciplining of God.
虽然他是被神管教,
although he was being disciplined by God,
他依然是耶和华的受膏者,
he's still the anointed one of our Lord Jehovah.
他是神百姓的君王,
he is the king of God's people.
亚撒龙所做的事情,
the things that Absalom has done,
确确实实是耶和华审判大卫的工具,
is actually the tool of our Lord Jehovah disciplining David.
但是加沙龙依然是一个违背神 律法的叛逆者。
However, Absalom is still one who's violating and rebelling against God's will.
他叛逆了自己的父亲。
He rebelled against his own father.
他也叛逆了神所设立的权柄。
He also rebelled against the authority that God has established.
这双重的叛逆。
This double rebellions.
是反映着对神的叛逆。
It's reflecting a rebellion against God.
请注意
Please pay attention.
当我们今天
When we today,
如果叛逆我们的父母
If we rebel against our parents,
叛逆神在教会中为我们所设立的权柄
Rebel against the authority that God has established in our church,
我们不是单单叛逆他们而已
We are not just simply rebelling against them.
我们其实是叛逆耶和华神
We are actually rebelling against our Lord Jehovah God.
那是一个非常可怕的事情。
That is a very horrible thing.
千万不要任凭自己。
Absolutely do not allow yourself to be done that way.
我们现在来看看大卫遇见的这三个仇敌。
And now we want to look at the three enemies that David met.
从第一节到第四节。
From verses 1 to 4.
我给他取一个名字
I gave it a name
叫愚弄大卫的洗巴
And I'm giving a name It's a Ziba who is trying to fool around with David
其实我们在第九章
Actually in chapter 9
我们已经见过洗巴这个人
We already met this person Ziba
他是大卫的孙子约拿丹的儿子米非波设的仆人
He's a servant of Saul's grandson.
他是他们的总管。
He's actually their servant, the housekeeper, chief housekeeper.
这个人
And this person
在这个时候
At this time
为大卫预备了大卫正正好需要的东西。
And he's prepared for David the things that he just needs.
所以他才能够这么容易的欺骗了大卫。
That is why he's able to so easily deceive David.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
如果我们心里面有一些非常渴望的东西。
If we in our heart we have something that we truly long for.
仇敌就会在对的时间就是用我们心里面最渴望的东西来欺骗我们。
Our enemies will deceive us just at the right time and use the thing that we most long for to deceive us.
大卫和洗巴在第三节的对话。
David and Ziba's dialogue in verse 3.
是他再一次要来欺骗大卫。
Is that he once again come and deceive David.
这个时候他不是给大卫所想要的。
At this time, he's not giving David what he wants.
他给大卫的是大卫最不希望听见的信息。
The message that he gave to David is one that David most did not want to hear.
什么人都有资格背叛大卫。
Anyone is qualified to rebel against David.
米非波设没有资格。
Mephibosheth is not qualified to do that.
因为大卫对米非波设是恩重如山。
Because David has been very gracious to Mephibosheth.
而这些谎言
And these lies
就刚好刺中了大卫心里的最痛。
And it just happened to pierce at David as the point where he's hurting most.
洗巴用这种手段
And Ziba using this kind of means
就是要从大卫那里得到他想要得的东西。
Is to gain something that he wants from David.
魔鬼来引诱人的时候
The devil when it comes to tempt men
他不是要给人祝福的
He's not trying to give men blessings
他永远是要从人的身上得到他想要的
He's forever wanting something from men that's something that he wants
其实大卫啊
In actuality David
他如果稍微想一想
If he just thinks about it a little bit
他绝对很容易就看出来洗巴的诡计。
He absolutely very easily should be able to detect the scheme of Ziba.
眼前以色列人正是在那里全心的拥护亚沙龙为新王。
At this time, what they can see is all these Israelites are trying to get Absalom to be their new king.
谁会把国交给米非波设那个瘸子
？Who would hand the country over to Mephibosheth, the cripple?
不要说米非波设是一个没有野心的人
Let alone that Mephibosheth himself is one without ambition
就是米菲波设有那个野心，也没有人会理他的。
Even Mephibosheth, if he has the ambition, everyone would have ignored him.
洗巴在这里装着对大卫非常忠心。
And Ziba here is pretend to be very loyal to David.
其实他对大卫半点忠心都没有。
In actuality, he has not the least bit of faithfulness, loyalty to David.
不只是他欺骗大卫。
Not only did he deceive David.
你有没有注意到他没有跟随大卫走？
Did you notice that he didn't even follow David?
他把他用一些东西从大卫身上骗到他想骗的东西。
He obtained the things that he wanted from David through deception.
他就跟大卫拜拜了。
And he said goodbye to David.
听明白了没有？
Do you understand?
这个世界上有很多人跟我们相处。
In this world, there are many people who are getting along with us.
他要从我们身上得一些他想要的。
And from us, they want to obtain things that they want from us.
他拿到他想要的，他就走了。
After they obtain what they wanted, then they would have left.
他就自己回去了。
He himself would have returned.
你如果想要知道他后面的故事，你看十九章就知道。
If you want to know the later part of the story, you just read chapter 19 and you would know.
洗巴他回去。
Ziba, after he has returned,
这就叫脚踏两条船。
Then he is trying to be the fence rider.
如果亚沙龙成功了当王，
if Absalom has succeeded to be king,
他一点也不担心。
He's not worried at all.
我没有跟大卫啊。
I have not followed David.
那如果大卫回来做王了，
but if David has returned to be king,
他绝对可以说，哎，不要忘记啊，你逃难的时候我还送你礼物了。
Then he would say, don't forget that I had given you gifts in those days.
大卫在急促中所做出这些决定，
and David in the extreme period of time he's done these things,
让自己成为一个被人利用的傻瓜，
and become a fool that's being used by others.
箴言二十五章告诉我们
，Proverbs chapter 25 tells us，
将事情查清楚是王的荣耀。
And to investigate and clearly find out the truth of the matter is the glory of the king。
换一句话说
，In other words，
一个做王的人
，person who is a king，
不把事情搞清楚
，without truly clarifying the matter，
这就是他的羞辱。
This is his shame。
箴言十八章说的更直白了。
And in Proverbs chapter 18 is even clearer.
你不用讲，事情还没搞清楚就下决定。
Before you're able to clarify the matter and you make that decision,
你就是一个愚蠢。
You are a foolish one.
那这也是我们每一个人需要学的功课。
And this is a lesson that each and every one of us should learn.
不要随便跳到一个结论的里面。
Don't just casually jump into a conclusion.
洗巴所做的事
The things that Ziba has done
其实对我们每一个人
Actually towards each and every one of us
是一个重要的提醒
It's a very important reminder
因为常常在不同的层面里面
Because constantly at different levels
我们也可能成为洗巴
It's very possible that we become Ziba
因为洗巴所做的事
Because the things that Ziba has done
说到底
We speak it to the end
就是做一些事给人一种好的印象
is to do some things in order to create a good impression for men
以至于你可以从中间得到你想要得的利益
so that between that you are able to gain the benefits that you want
特别是在别人孤单寂寞痛苦的时候
especially when other people are being lonely and sorrowful
给别人帮助绝对是一件好事
to give help to others absolutely a good thing
但是如果我们的动机不是真的为着别人的好处
However, if our motive is truly not for the benefit of others
而是为了让别人让自己在别人的心中有一个好的印象
But it's just to create a good impression in the other person's heart
我们其实就是洗巴
Then we actually become Ziba
你们这种试探可能比我要少一点。
You may have less this kind of temptations than I have.
但是有一天你们会长大。
But one day you will all grow up.
有一天神会用你们。
And one day God will use you.
你们会成为不同教会的领袖。
You may become leaders of different churches.
教会领袖常常做一件事。
And the church leaders constantly will do one thing.
有人有痛苦。
Someone who's being in sorrow.
有人有麻烦。
Someone who's in trouble.
我们是为着爱他去关心他呢
Are we caring for him because we love him?
还是我们去关心他，是告诉他说，记住啊，我对你很好。
Oh, are we caring for him so that we may remind him that I'm treating you really well?
这是很可怕的事。
This is a very terrible thing.
第二段。
Secondly,
第二个仇敌。
The second enemy.
从第五节。
From verse 5.
到十四节。
To verse 14.
是咒骂大卫的示每。
It's Shimei that curses David.
在这段圣经里面
And in this part of the Bible,
讲到了几个人
It talks about several people.
有一个人是说当大卫到了巴户林这个地方
And one person says when David has come to Bahurim.
那巴户林是属于便雅悯支派的一个小村庄
And Bahurim is a small village that belongs to Benjamites.
如果你对圣经有一点知识的话
If you have a little bit of knowledge about the Bible,
你就知道扫罗是便雅悯支派的
that you will know that Saul is from the tribe of Benjamin.
有一个人出来了
And a person came out.
那这个人跟洗巴一样
And this person is like Ziba.
当年都是扫罗的部下
And they were all the subordinates of Saul in those days.
洗巴是用礼物和谎言来欺骗大卫
And Ziba used gifts and lies to deceive David.
示买是用咒诅来攻击大卫
Shimei used curse to attack David.
你要知道
You have to know.
示每这个人啊
Shimei this person.
你注意看他的反应
If you look at his reaction.
他心里面充满的就是苦毒埋怨
And his heart is full of bitterness and complaints.
这个苦毒埋怨到一个地步。
This bitterness and complaints to such an extent.
当有机会来的时候。
When the opportunity comes.
他就开始咒骂。
He started to curse.
大卫坐在宝座上的时候。
And David, when he was seated on the throne.
他是不敢的。
He dared not to do that.
但是现在他敢。
But now he dares to do that.
因为他认定
Because he's determined that
现在他可以发泄出来
Now he's able to express that
你跟我
You and I
如果心里面还有一些苦毒埋怨
If in our hearts we still have a bit of bitterness and complaint
我们不在神面前去对付
If we don't deal with it in front of God
我们可以忍
We may try to tolerate it
我们可以说不要讲。
We may try to say that we won't talk about it.
但是早晚有一天。
But sooner or later, one day.
这个苦毒和埋怨。
This bitterness and complaint.
会把我们带到一个非常危险的光景。
Will bring us into a very dangerous situation.
这一个苦毒。
And this bitterness.
让示买违背了出埃及记二十二章二十八节神的命令
And it caused Shimei to violate the God's command in Exodus chapter 22 verse 28
不可毁谤神
Do not scandal and violate against God
也不可毁谤你百姓的官长
And you cannot scandalous against the official leaders of your people
苦毒让示每不但得罪了大卫
Bitterness only caused Shimei to offend against David.
也让他得罪了耶和华
And caused him to sin against our Lord Jehovah.
我们里面的罪恶
Our inner sin.
我们里面的苦毒
Our inner bitterness.
也会有一天
And also will one day.
让我们去得罪人
Cause us to sin against people.
也让我们得罪神
And to cause us to sin against God.
这是为什么基督徒
This is why Christians.
一定要学会赦免
must learn definitely to forgive.
一定要学会忘记
We must definitely learn to forget.
你不把心中的垃圾丢掉
If you don't throw out the garbage in your heart,
早晚有一天
sooner or later one day,
你就会像示每一样
You will be like Shimei.
示每不但是一个苦毒的人
Shimei is not only a bitter person.
他是一个不明白真相的人
He's also a person who does not understand the truth.
大卫根本没有流大扫罗家的血。
David did not shed Saul's blood at all in his family.
大卫家没有一个人的血，扫罗家没有一个人的血是大卫流的。
Not only any person in Saul's family was this blood was shed by David.
他完全误会了大卫。
He totally misunderstood David.
但是你知道吗
？But do you know?
苦毒和埋怨
bitterness and complaint
在我们的心中
in our hearts
就会让我们这个人眼睛瞎了
we cause our heart, our eyes to be blind
没有办法明白事实的真相
so that we're not able to understand the truth of the issue
更可怜的
and the more pitiful
是示美甚至于对神都完全误会
and she might actually even totally misunderstood God
因为苦毒让我们跟神隔绝
Because bitterness separates us from God
他会误会以为大卫落到这个地步是扫罗家的事
He would misunderstand that David falls into the situation is because of Saul's family
其实大卫今天承受这些管教
Actually, David today inherited these kind of disciplining
完全是因为别示巴的事
Totally is because of Bathsheba
苦毒
bitterness
让我们误会人
cause us to misunderstand people
也误会神
to also misunderstand God
得罪人
to sin against men
也得罪神
to also sin against God
这就是为什么圣经告诉我们
and this is why the Bible tells us
不可含怒到日落
you should not allow yourself to be angry until sunset
要把里面的东西清干净
You need to clean your inner self
然后好好睡觉
So then sleep well
在人生的道路中
In the walking of path in a man's life
只有当我们相信神
Only when we believe in God
顺服神
Submit to God
认识神
And to truly know God
我们才可能面对那些不公平
Then we're able to face those unfairness and injustice
面对那些别人对我们的欺负
And to face those bullying from other people
我们里面还是有平安
Then we may have inner peace still
因为我们相信
Because we believe
我们的神
Our God
他比万有都大
He's greater than all things
在这段故事里面
And this part of the story
还有另外一个人很有意思
There is another person who is very significant
亚比撒
Abishai
他是对大卫非常忠心的
He's very loyal to David
你如果还记得
If you still remember
当年大卫夜探扫罗军营的时候
In those days when David visited Saul's camp at night
就是他陪伴着大卫
He was the one who was accompanying David
他也是那一个给大卫出主意说让我把扫罗宰掉的那个。
He was the one who suggested to David that let me kill Saul.
结果被大卫阻止。
But in the end, he was stopped by David.
这是撒母耳记上二十六章记载的。
And this was recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 22.
到了大卫年老的时候。
When David, until David was in his old age.
有一次他差一点死在非利士人的手上。
And one time he was almost killed in the hands of the Philistine.
也是亚比撒去救了大卫。
It's also Abishai who saved David.
你如果看圣经对着他的记载。
If you read the Bible towards the recording about him.
你就知道他对大卫是一直忠心的。
Then you can see that he has been loyal to David all this time.
所以当他看到示美咒诅大卫的时候
Therefore when he saw that Shema was cursing David
这个对他来讲是绝对无法忍受的痛苦
And this to him is actually a sorrow that he cannot tolerate
所以他才会请求大卫
That's why he requested David
允许他去把示美宰了
To allow him to go and kill Shema
他也许心里还在想
Maybe he may be thinking in his own heart
一个没有头的人是不会再骂人的
A person without a head will not scold other people or curse other people
今天有很多的基督徒
Today many Christians
看到人们对着耶稣的不尊敬
When they see other people disrespecting Jesus
看到人们对耶稣的嘲笑
And see other people's cursing mocking of Jesus
里面一点感觉都没有
They have no feelings at all inside
让我怀疑这个人是不是真的得救
That caused me to doubt whether this person is truly saved
因为一个真正爱主的人
Because a person truly loves the Lord
一定是一个恨恶邪恶的人
It's definitely one who would hate evil
Abishai 还有第二点值得我们注意的是
Abishai has a second point that we should be noticing
无论他多么想做一件事
Regardless of how much he wants to do something
他一定都先问一问大卫
He will first definitely ask David
他没有说我觉得很好，所以我就去做。
He didn't say that I feel that is very good and I will go and do it.
他都先问问大卫。
He will first ask David.
这个已经很难了。
And that's already very difficult.
更难的是呢？
The more difficult part is.
是大卫说不行。
Is David saying no?
哎，他就不干了。
And then he won't do it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你知道亚比沙为什么在整个旧约的历史里面，在大卫的勇士里面占一个非常高的地位？
Do you know why Abishai in the whole Old Testament history and David's history that he has occupied very high position?
就是因为他的忠心。
That's because of his loyalty.
我们今天
，We today，
在我们的生命中
，In our lives，
我们想做什么就做什么吗
？We do whatever do we do whatever we like to do。
还是我们问一问
Or do we ask?
那我们问了如果说 no 呢
And when we ask, if the answer is no,
我们是硬着来干呢
Do we still forcefully do it?
还是我们肯顺服
Or are we willing to submit?
更重要的
More importantly,
亚比塞他有一件事他不懂
Abishai, there's one issue that he does not understand.
就是暴力解决问题是很快很爽。
That violence to using violence to resolve problem feels really comfortable.
And quickly.
And quick.
但是呢
？But
用暴力去解决问题，会让神在我们生命中的旨意就不能够成就。
But using violence to resolve problems in our life will cause God's will in our life not be able to establish.
你还记不记得彼得在客西马尼园里面
？And do you still remember Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane?
他拔起刀来就要砍那个要来抓耶稣的人。
He pulled out his sword and he wanted to cut the ear off of the person who's coming to arrest Jesus.
很勇敢。
He was very brave.
很好心。
It's very with a good intention.
其实是拦阻了神的计划。
In actuality, he was hindering the plan of God.
一个真正侍奉主的人。
A person who truly served God.
不但要爱主
Not only does he need to love God, the Lord.
不但要热心
Not only does he need to be zealous.
不但要肯牺牲
Not only does he need to be willing to sacrifice himself.
更需要谦卑的求问
All the more he should be humbly asking.
并且顺服
And also submit.
而且
Also,
需要有属灵的见识
You need to have spiritual knowledge and understanding.
当然，这一段里面最重要的主角
，Of course, the most important character in here
是大卫
，is David。
我们来从第九节到十二节来看看大卫。
And let's read from verses 9 to 10. Let's look at David together.
大卫是在逃难
，and David is running for his life。
但是大卫到底是个王啊
！But David in the end is still a king.
现在碰到一个这么可恶的人
，and now he's met such a hateful person.
用石头丢他。
Pelting him with stones,
扬灰尘在他身上
throwing dust onto him.
你知道这两个动作
Do you know that these two actions,
在当时的时代
in those generation,
都是非常严重的事情
It's a very severe thing.
丢石头
to pelting of stones,
是要打死人的
It's trying to kill someone.
扬灰尘啊
and throwing up dust,
是表示说我要把你埋葬了
is a meaning intending that I will bury you.
这两个动作
and these two,
都是对人极度的羞辱
，and these two actions are extreme humiliation to a person，
而且还在这里诬告他
，and also here accusing him，
换的是谁啊
？If it's anyone else，
都会气得半死
，they will also be very angry。
你想想看
，but think about it，
今天你跟我
，today you and I，
我们又不是王
，we're not kings，
我们又没有军队
，and we don't have any armies。
但是我们碰到别人羞辱我们
，But when we meet someone who's trying to humiliate us，
碰到别人在说我们
，And when we encounter someone who's criticizing us，
我们几乎都很想要干掉他，对吧
？We almost feel like killing them, right？
只是我们没办法。
It's just that there's nothing we can do about it。
请问你
？Let me ask you。
假如这个时候
，If at this time，
有一个人跑来跟你说
，Person come to tell you，
那家伙太可恶了。
That person is so disgusting.
啊，他竟在你背后说你啊。
He's been saying gossiping about you.
啊，他怎么可以这样子讲你呢
？How could he talk about you like this?
他怎么可以这样羞辱你呢
？How can he shame you like this?
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
我现在有个办法。
Now I have a method.
我可以帮你出气啊。
I can do something to
avenge
you.
我可以好好的整他一下。
I can try and trick him.
你会怎么说
？What would you say?
大卫
David
他的反应
His reaction
真的值得我们思考
It's truly worthy of a reflection on this
第九节
Verse 9
希路亚的儿子亚比塞对王说这死狗岂可咒骂我主我王呢求你容我过去割下他的头来
Then Abishai son of Zeruiah said to the king Why would this dead dog curse my lord the king Let me go over and cut off his head
要我是大卫，我一定爽的不得了了。
If I were David, I would feel so good about that.
好样的。
Good, good example.
这才够义气。
That you're so righteous.
上。
Go and kill.
可是大卫没有。
But no, not David.
大卫说：“希路亚的儿子。”
David said, "Of the son of Zeruiah."
我跟你有什么关系啊
？What do you and I have in common?
他咒骂是因为耶和华吩咐他说你要咒骂大卫。
If he's cursing because the Lord said to him, curse David.
如此谁敢说你为什么这样行呢
？Then who can I ask? Why do you do this?
哎，大卫怎么知道耶和华告诉示每
？How does David know that the Lord Jehovah told Shimei?
要咒骂他
？To curse him.
他怎么知道的
？How does he know?
他听到了。
Did he hear it?
没有啊
No.
他怎么知道
How did he know?
是因为他相信
That is because he believes.
凡临到我们身上的事
Anything that comes upon us
是耶和华所允许的
Is allowed by our Lord Jehovah.
既然是耶和华允许的
Since our Lord Jehovah has allowed that
就不要那么的生气
Then we should not be so angry about it.
我们就要接受
Then we need to accept.
哎，你想一想。
But think about it.
一个像疯狗一样的人。
A person is like a crazy dog.
胡言乱语。
Is mumbling and talking nonsense.
大卫居然说这是耶和华叫他说的。
And David actually said this is the Lord Jehovah said to him that.
那我最好乖乖听着。
So I should obey.
我不知道在你的生命中。
I don't know about in your lives.
你有没有碰到一些人
？Have you ever encountered someone？
他跟你讲一些话的时候
，When he's saying something to you，
你那个心啊
，That your heart
会觉得他什么东西啊
？Feel who is he？
他有什么资格教训我
？What qualification does he have to teach me？
他不看看他自己
？Why does he look at himself？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神做事非常的幽默。
God is very humorous in his actions.
神常常就用那些不够资格教训我们的人来教训我们。
God constantly will use those people who's really not qualified to lecture us to lecture us.
只有这样
Only this way
我们才会学会谦卑的功课。
Then we will learn the lesson of humility.
你知道示每给大卫带来了多深的痛苦
You know, Shimei has brought to David great sorrows.
这一个痛苦
，and this sorrow，
逼着大卫
，forcing David
回到神的面前
，to return to God。
示每给大卫的祝福
，and the blessing given to by Shimei to David。
你要好好的去读诗篇109篇
，you need to read Psalm 109 well。
你就知道这个痛苦在大卫里面有多深
，then you realize how deep the sorrow is in David。
然后你才会明白
，then you will understand。
就是因为有这样子的痛苦
，because of this kind of sorrow，
大卫的生命才能够长大。
David's life will be able to grow up。
在这样的痛苦里面
，under such kind of sorrow，
因为他相信是耶和华做的
，because he believed this is the deed of Jehovah our Lord。
他不自己申冤
，he didn't try to avenge himself。
他不解释
，he didn't try to explain it。
他不报仇
，he didn't try to revenge， take revenge。
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.